everybody. This is Dave Stevens coming to you from the Ability Media Studios for the Disability Channel Press Box. I am so excited to be here for today. We have a great show coming up. Some amazing guests. Yeah, we have Jeremy Roenick. He's going to join us here in a couple minutes. Former Major League pitcher Dennis Rasmussen is also going to be a part of it. And, of course, my co-host joins me, Josh Rimmer, who's going to talk to Jeremy in just a couple of minutes. We got an action-packed show, and we're going to bring in Jay Stoyan, who's going to talk a little about everything hockey-related, playoff hockey, and what we can look forward to in the postseason. But we're going to cut to all of that right after this.
Would you like to donate to our employment programs? Please follow the link below to donate through PayPal. All proceeds go to our program.
All right. Up north, my buddy Josh Rimmer is here. And Josh, man, we got to get to this guest because Disability Channel really lucked out thanks to you. And, you know, we're going to talk some hockey today. So if you'd like to introduce our guest, take it over, my friend.
Absolutely, Dave. Thanks for having me on the show. And yeah, I'm excited to have one of my good buddies, one of the best U.S. scorers ever to play the game, and an overall amazing guy, Jeremy Roenick, joining us on the show today. Jeremy, thanks so much for joining us.
I appreciate it, Josh. It's great to talk hockey, and it's great to talk the disabilities and what you guys are doing, bringing awareness to a lot of people and how we can help. I'm a huge advocate of helping and giving people better lives. And it's really, really great to be here with you guys.
Jeremy, let's first, before we get into the hockey talk, let's discuss what you're up to these days. I know you've been busy with your show. Let's talk about that. Let's give some promotions to that a bit.
So I'm doing a lot of things, and one thing that I've been taught is get involved with as many things as you possibly can to keep yourself busy and keep yourself occupied. So you can see my shirt. I have my No Filter shirt, which is a new streaming platform that I've started with a couple friends of mine. So it's original content, and I have a show called Hits Hard, which is a hockey show on Mondays and Thursdays at 5:30 Pacific time. And then I have kind of a lifestyle, political type, hot topics, controversial topic show with my partner, Dave Briggs, at Tuesdays at 8:30 Eastern time. That's where it gets really crazy, right? We talk about politics. We talk about the things that are happening in our world today and funny things, controversial things, and having a conversation, which is always important. And we seem to have lost that ability to have conversations and debates and where we can teach each other, I think, our own perspectives, which is important. So I have that. I'm working on a whiskey company. I'm putting together a brand of whiskey that will be coming out, a blend. It's chocolate whiskey called Wilderness Whiskey. Will be out this summer. Very excited about that. And recently I just joined a new platform. It's a recruiting platform. It's going to allow kids to open up profiles to pretty much put themselves out there to colleges, pro scouts, college coaches, and kind of be their own recruiter. So I want these opportunities with these days of less travel, kids getting bypassed due to less travel, due to their proximity of where they live, not getting the chance to be seen by college scouts, college coaches, pro scouts. This app called Signing Day Sports will allow every kid that wants to have an opportunity to go to be seen to go to school, be seen. And it's going to really change the way schools and coaches draft and scout their new prospective athletes. So I got a lot of things going on. I'm real happy and busy.
Wow. You are busy, Gia. That's a lot of stuff going on. Well, that's awesome, man. I have listened to a couple of the Unfiltered podcasts, and I love listening to it. So everyone should do the same. I guarantee you'll enjoy it. JR is always a great listen. JR, let's talk some hockey. Yep. I want to begin with your old stomping grounds in Massachusetts. And I want to talk about Taylor Hall. This is a, I guess you can't call him a kid anymore, but this is a guy that used to be a huge point getter playing for the Edmonton Oilers. He got traded to Jersey, then to Phoenix, then to Buffalo, kind of dropped off the map a bit, but he's looking like the Taylor Hall of old in Boston, JR.
Yeah, you kind of wonder what goes on in players' minds when they're when they move from city to city, what goes through their minds with the different people they're playing with. He goes to New Jersey and has a dynamite season, wins the Hart Trophy, gets his team into the playoffs. There's no problem with who he was playing with in New Jersey, and he lit the league up. Taylor Hall is a tremendously talented player with tremendous speed, great goal-scoring ability. He's big, strong, fast. This guy should be able to play with anyone. And playing in Jersey, he proved that. He proved that he could put big points on the board and really not have many guys to play with or many supporting role players that helped him. He goes to Arizona and kind of falls off the map a little bit in production. You know, whether he was the right fit in Arizona, whether he didn't like the way he was played in Arizona, ended up leaving, going to Buffalo now. And for me, for him to have 2 goals in 36 games with Buffalo is very eye-opening for me and alarming. He goes to Boston. He has 4 goals in his first 7 games. You know, how does that happen? You don't just become a goal scorer or just not become a goal scorer because of your talent at that age. It's a mentality. It's an attitude. And I think Taylor Hall in Buffalo had a bad attitude. And I think there's a lot of things in Buffalo that are giving a lot of people bad attitude. Jack Eichel is falling into that same realm this year. So Taylor Hall is I love that he's playing well with Boston, but is it just because he's happy now? And okay, I'm happy. Now I'm playing with an original six team, a team that's going to make the playoffs, a team that could win the Stanley Cup. So I'm happy now. So I'm going to play harder. Because you can't tell me that Krejci and Craig Smith are better players than, say, Jack Eichel and a Reinhart or an Olofsson. He had some quality players to play with in Buffalo and didn't produce, but now he is in Boston. So not taking anything away from Taylor Hall because he's a great player, but those little things tell me that there's something in the attitude in the body in terms of how he approaches a game that would concern me, but he's awesome. I'm happy for the Bruins and I'm happy for Taylor Hall.
Jeremy, I wanted to just ask you, unlike last year where we were so COVID sensitive and it was a much different type of season, do you think we're back to the quality of the NHL play with getting the fans in the stands and getting that kind of atmosphere where we're back to where we should have been and where we were 2 years ago?
I think we're getting there, and I think I think with everything that's happening right now with all the mask conversations, with what Joe Biden came out with yesterday, with the vaccine being given to a lot of people, even the players in the National Hockey League, hopefully the league can loosen up their protocol come playoff time and let these guys enjoy a little bit more of their life, because once you go into playoffs, it pretty much gets, you know, it gets really, really gnarly as the postseason goes. And I know these players are sick and tired of wearing masks inside and wearing masks around the locker rooms with guys that they're with all the time. If these restrictions are being lifted across the country, I am of the belief and hope that the National Hockey League does that too, because you're going to see an amazing level of hockey in the playoffs this year and more fans that will be going into the stands. I would hope that every team in the National Hockey League licks fans into the buildings come playoff time, because these guys are jonesing for a great playoff season.
JR, speaking of the playoffs, who do you think is going to be the team to beat going into the playoffs this year? I mean, can Tampa Bay maybe repeat? Can they be the first repeat in a few years now?
Yeah, well, you see that whole division, that Discovery division, has been so difficult. I mean, if you would have told me that Carolina would probably win that division in the beginning of the year, I would have told you you're crazy. But they are proving that they are one of the beasts of the National Hockey League in the way that they play. They can beat anybody at any given time. Florida is beefed up at the trade deadline. Getting Montour and getting Sam Bennett. So I think they could be a danger. I don't think Tampa is going to be able to do two in a row. That's so hard to do, especially in such a shortened season. You never know, though. Tampa is so solid and so strong. I still think it's going to be Colorado. I think they'll find their edge. I think they'll find they'll get into a groove, and as barring injuries, I think they can. They're the type of team that can play any type of game, any style, no matter if it's physical, fast, defensively, good goaltending. They have it all. But is it just me, or are the Vegas Golden Knights just such a mystery to me? They nothing pops out at the screen at you on paper. But man, oh man, can they score goals and can they play at a high pace? And you know, for them being at the top of the league right now, I've always been like, wow. I mean, it's such an interesting, awesome story for the Vegas Golden Knights.
Jeremy, it's such an honor to have you here. You know, why you're in the Hall of Fame? We should really be pushing because of your legendary career, your goal score, everything you did, and just we really appreciate you being a part of this on our broadcast. But I'm going to put you on the spot. If you and I were having a beer, we were sitting around with Madonna or Hall or somebody like that, and we said, Jeremy, what's your greatest memory on the ice? Is it a goal? Is it an Olympic moment? Is it what is your personal greatest memory of your professional hockey career?
Standing for the national anthem in the 2002 Olympic gold medal game, looking across the ice and seeing the Canadians on the other bench, and being an American, to be able to go up against the arch rival, the team that we hated the most and the team that we tried to emulate the most in Canada. You know, hockey is Canada's sport, and they've always been a world power, but we as Americans weren't a world power and considered a world power until 96 and then again in 2002. And it was my generation with myself, Mike Medano, Chris Chelios, Brian Leach, Keith Tkachuk, Bill Guerin, Doug Waite. I mean, I can go on down, John LeClair, Mike Richter. I can go right on down the line. It was our generation that has created that world power, that made us a world power, and we still are a world power today. And that Olympics gold medal, which is the top, I believe, the biggest stage in all of sports, representing your country, that was probably my favorite moment of my career.
Jeremy Roenick joining us on the show. JR, is there one player right now playing that reminds you?
No. I knew exactly what you were going to say. And I've been asked this question a lot, Josh, and it's, if you think about it, like I hit really hard. I hit to hurt and I hit every game. You know, I'd be the guy with probably one of the most hits every single game that I played. Scored goals, had assists, was a good playmaker. I mean, all that aspect. And I fought over 46 times in the National Hockey League. You know, people say, what about Ovechkin? Well, first of all, Ovechkin's a better goal scorer than I was, but I hit more. I was a better passer, was better defensively. I fought more. Jamie Benn, not as good a goal scorer, not as good a playmaker. There's a lot of things that there's not anything that I can check all the boxes, if you ask me. Nobody that can check all the boxes the way that I played the game. And, you know, I'm going to take that to my grave. It's not bragging. It's just comparing and loving the game and loving other people's talents. And I tried to do as many things as I possibly can, because I just did not want to be one dimensional.
Jeremy, one follow-up question. You just mentioned Ovechkin. Now, this guy could be the first player in years to hit 800 goals. This guy just keeps scoring goals. I know it's going to be impossible to ever catch Gretzky, but I think Ovechkin's going to come pretty close.
Well, I think with losing the season last year, losing the, you know, what part of the season he had this year, I mean, he's lost 40-some-odd games due to lockouts and also because of the pandemic. So, unfortunately, those games are really going to cost Ovechkin his opportunity to catch Gretzky. But I truly believe that he's the best goal scorer I've ever seen. And I've played with Mario, I've played against Gretz, played with Holly, played with some of the best players, Solane, Jager, played against them all. But the way that the players are today, as big as the goaltenders are, as good as the goaltenders are, as fast as the defensemen are, as fast as the game is, as strong as these players are, the goaltending equipment's bigger, they're more athletic. You know, back in the 80s and 90s, goaltenders wouldn't want to go to the ice because they were too out of shape. They had to stand back up. You know, they weren't as talented and flexible and reactive as they are now. So the fact that Alex Ovechkin can score goals at the rate that he does even today, I mean, he is the most consistent goal scorer. You see how many 50-goal scorers have we seen in the last 10 years? Not many. And Alex Ovechkin is the one that year after year does it. And to me, that says a lot about not only how he scores goals, when he scores goals, but how hard it is to score goals, and he continues to do it. It's harder now than ever, and Alex Ovechkin is just he's the best goal scorer that I've ever seen. But I think Austin Matthews is chasing him in that goal scoring mentality.
100%.
Jeremy, one more question from the American side down here. Just kind of curious and just being silly here, but with the success of Shohei Ohtani as a pitcher and a hitter, could the NHL ever see somebody being in that goalie role, so you're not pulling somebody out of the stands at the last second, where somebody could skate, be defensive? I mean, could you ever put somebody like that on a roster? Because I know those goalies always think they can shoot and score.
You know, everybody thinks they're good enough to play, right? And it's the Monday morning quarterback, right? You know, it's such a difficult sport. It's such a hard, and you know, I think you have goaltenders that can come out of the stands and you know, survive, but you can get on the ice and you can do things, but you're never going to survive if you're not in it and you don't prepare for it and you haven't worked for it your whole life. But you know, we always like to see the fun stories and the good stories that have happened in the National Hockey League over the last couple of years. But if you're not in it, you're going to get exposed extremely quick in the National Hockey League.
All right. Thank you, Josh. You want any parting shots or any kudos to our great friend here, Jeremy?
Well, Jeremy, thanks so much for joining us. Always a pleasure having you on, and good luck with everything going on, especially the whiskey company. We got to get you back on when that comes out.
100%. You guys are the best, and thanks for doing everything you're doing. This disabilities that you're doing, the disability show, is great. My brother-in-law and sister-in-law are in wheelchairs, and they're the greatest people in the world and give as much as anybody else. So it's really important to help a lot of people with disabilities. So make sure you guys all take care of that.
All right. Jeremy Renick, thank you so much for joining us. And we hope to see you in those Hall of Fame soon. Thank you so much. All right. It doesn't get much better to kick off a show like that, Josh, right?
Oh, JR is the best, man. Whenever he comes on, you know, you're kind of glued to the screen because you don't want to miss what he's going to say, because he's always got good stuff to say, man. He doesn't pull any punches.
Yeah, a lot of hockey legend in that one little silhouette that we had on the screen. So we want you to continue to stay with us on Press Box. We've got a baseball player friend of mine, Dennis Rasmussen, who had a great career in the major leagues with a lot of teams. We're going to talk baseball, and then Jay Stoyan will come in at the end of the show. We're going to talk a little more hockey, that Maple Leaf push for the playoffs, and again, more sports. This is Dave Stevens. You are watching Press Box right here on the Disability Channel. We'll be back right after this.